Say, virgins, seated round the throne divine, all-knowing goddesses, immortal nine, since earth's wide regions, heaven's unmeasured height, and hell's abyss hide nothing from your sight, we, wretched mortals, lost in doubts below, but guess by rumour, and but boast we know, O say what heroes, fired by thirst of fame, or urged by wrongs, to Troy's destruction came. To count them all demands a thousand tongues, a throat of brass, and adamantine lungs. Daughters of Jove, assist! Inspired by you, the mighty labour dauntless I pursue. What crowded armies, from what climes they bring, their names, their numbers, and their chiefs I sing. The hardy warriors whom Boeotia bred, Pinellius Lietus Prothoeno led. With these Arcesilaus and Clonius stand, equal in arms and equal in command. These head the troops that rocky Aulis yields, and Eetion's hills, and Hyria's watery fields, and Skenos, Skolos, Grea near the main, and Mycalessia's ample piny plain. Those who in Petion or Elysion dwell, or Harma where Apollo's prophet fell, Helion and Hyle, which the springs o'erflow, and Medion lofty, and Ocalea low. Or in the meads of Haliartus stray, or Thespia sacred to the god of day, Onchistus, Neptune's celebrated groves, Copi and Thisbe famed for silver doves, for flocks Erythrae, Glisser for the vine, Plataea green and Nysa the divine, and they whom Thebes' well-built walls enclose, where Mide, Eutresis, Coronae rose, and Arne rich with purple harvests crowned, and Anthedon, Boeotia's utmost bound. Full 50 ships they send, and each conveys 60 warriors through the foaming seas. To these succeed Asplidon's martial train, who plough the spacious Orchomenian plain. Two valiant brothers rule the undaunted throng, Ialmen and Ascalaphus the strong, sons of Astyoche, the heavenly fair.